Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Topsport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same game multi. Gamble responsibly.
What a great series it is, unlike any other that the Australian team plays in. You're a celebrated Ashes cricketer. Stuart Broad, it was confirmed during the week, would be making the trip down. And I reckon everyone that wants to slag off Stuart Broad, and you need to get in line to do that, there's quite a few of them, would be happy with that. What? Give us an insight into your thoughts of playing against Stuart Broad.
Public enemy number one, Stuart Broad. I remember an Ashes campaign for us, where we got him on the front page of the paper saying he's public enemy number one. Australian crowds, just be as polite to Stuart Broad as we know you can be, and make day in Australia is a pleasant one. But the one thing about that, it was a big campaign, but to his credit, and it's hard to give the English credit leading into an Ashes, but he embraced that tag as public enemy number one. By the end of the campaign, he copped it on the boundary, but he won the crowd over just because he was a personality. The one thing about Stuart Broad that we know is he just used to have these spells where he could get 5 wickets or 4 wickets, and you could see at the start of the spell, he enjoyed the big moments. He stood at the top of his mark. He did 2 double knee jumps and sort of got himself ready. And we sort of, you could watch him and say, here we go. We've got one of these moments now. And Test cricket's all about winning the big moments and recognising those big moments quicker than the opposition. And Stuart Broad came up in a lot of our conversations with those moments. He hurt us a lot in some spells, and we had to get through some really uncomfortable spells from Stuart Broad, because he can turn a match. There's times when you can get on top of him and you can move the games, but he can also recognise a big moment. And he's one of those players that wants the ball when the game's on the line. He'll get under your skin, he'll niggle you, he'll kick the ball at you, but he's a good competitor.
Were you in that, remember the great vision of him? Was it at Trent Bridge where he's just nicking Australia off for fun? I think you're all out for 60. Were you in that game?
Yeah, I think the reason behind that, Jimmy, was I was left out of that test match. I remember actually it was, I stepped down from the test at Lords, had trouble with my daughter, and I came back available for that, but they kept the team the same, and that was the end of my test career. But I remember sitting on the sideline, and I shouldn't be laughing here, but with Shane Watson, he was also left out of that test match, and I remember when we were about 5-0, we sort of looked at each other and he said, "Cool, lucky we're not playing. We'll be right in the middle of this right now." So, it was just one of those days that our boys nicked everything. And I think we won the toss also and batted there as well. So, yeah, if I'd have played, it might have been different.
Did he nick you off? Were you at the S Broad often?
Oh, he got me a couple of times. I also got him a couple of times. We had some good battles, actually. He was a competitor. He liked the moment. He liked to try to get under your skin a bit. I liked to respond. So, yeah, we had some good battles. He got me a couple of times. I also got him a couple of times with the second new ball when he's a little bit tighter. Got hold of that a couple of times to him as well. So, yeah, I think I'm on top.
149 test matches, 524 wickets. It's incredible, the longevity of Stuart Broad. Everyone, when he started, everyone was just calling him Malfoy because he looked like the bloke out of the Harry Potter series.